Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin's been hiding stuff from his family. Food. Everyone has done this before, like where you just feel like, man, someone's going to eat this in the house. It might be this last piece of cake. Maybe it's a special snack of yours. You got a secret snack spot. 314-531-9898. Be honest. What food do you have to hide from other people in the house because you're afraid people are going to eat them? Kevin, you've been hiding snacks.
I've been hiding snacks for quite some time. And the problem is my son, Jackson, keeps finding them. So I got to keep finding
them?
Hiding places. Yeah. And it got to the point, okay.
What snack is it that for you? Anything or just what's your kind of go-to?
I have a sweet tooth, so it was chocolate. Well, he started eating all the chocolate, so I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy dark chocolate, because that's an acquired chocolate
a little
taste.
More niche.
Yeah. Ate all the dark chocolate.
So where do you hide it? Where's your spot?
So
where
I were a was couple of hiding spot? It in the pantry up top, trying to get it away from his, you know, because it was too tall for him. Well, he's now taller than me, so he can grab anything and find it. So it's like, okay, that's not a thing.
You went with the pantry? Yeah. You got to move outside
the
pantry.
And that's the thing. I was like, okay, do I put this in the bedroom? Well, I worry that if I put it in the bedroom, I'm going to forget where I hid it.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple months later, I'm going to be like, why are these ants in my chest of drawers over here? What's going on? So I'm trying to find a new spot. But he just eats everything. In fact, it's a problem in our entire house. Like, my wife, my daughter are the same way. We buy sweets or, like, you know, snacks or donuts or anything, and they're gone, like, the next day.
So you got to hide them.
So
it's like survival of the fittest over there at the Burgos.
But it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem with the fact that I can't find food that I still enjoy that they don't. Or I can't find food that
enjoy. Get yourself some broccoli, Kevin. But no one will take that on you, bro.
No.
Or a disguise. Put the chocolate in the broccoli bag.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh. You gotta get like a jar of like black licorice. Nobody really like black licorice. Don't throw that all out there and be like, and then like, oh, Blair. Or right in there, like, gross. Bugs, and then put it in the jar, and then people were like, oh, all right, never mind.
I can't hide anything I really like. Like, there's certain yogurts or ice creams. I can't do it because you got to freeze those. Mm. I thought about, okay, what if I took it over to my in-law's freezer?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going on a drive if I want to have a snack.
Hannah, do you got to hide the vanilla wafers? You're like in the vanilla wafer era. Do you have to hide any snacks?
I am in my vanilla wafer era, and I have to just bring them in the bedroom.
That's where you're hiding spot. Mm-hmm. My wife, I walked downstairs the other day because my wife works from home. She does, therapy sessions. And there was a box of Milano cookies. I'm like, what are you guys doing in therapy sessions over here? Just like, oh, yeah. There's Milano cookies. Like, just sitting there. I'm like, I didn't even know we had Milano cookies. The thing was empty, too. Mm-hmm. She's been hiding stuff in her office. Guys, she's sneaking off the cookies in the office.
Office is a good space. The bedroom gets kind of dicey because then, you know, if it's on the nightstand, then it's kind of fair game. So you got to get more creative.
Anytime, like, my whole family is home, like, my youngest sister's home from college and stuff, everybody has to hide their food from each other. Like, everyone's doing it. But then I always forget that I hid something in the first place. Like, it's not that I forget where I hid it. It's just like, oh, I forgot I bought myself, like, a bag of Cheetos and I hid it.
Really?
And then I just find it, like, a month later and it's bad.
And you'll still eat it.
Amy
does this at work because she's, like, the snack queen. Yep. She brings all the snacks in for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She... In the cafe thing where they can, you know, buy that, she buys all, as soon as they stock it, every bag of Cheetos, she'll buy it all and just like stock them away. So people are constantly, I hear them in the cafe, like, man, there's never Cheetos in here. It's because AB's like watching them.
Don't out me.
314-531-9898. Is there a food that you have to hide from the rest of the family? What food is it? And where's your secret stash at? You could change your name, so you'd be like, don't reveal where my secret stash is. We're commercial free on Y98. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we're outing Kevin, who's been stealing or hiding away snacks from basically everyone in his family, but specifically his son. He's got a teenage boy, and man, they will eat anything in the house. Kevin can't get some chocolate away from him.
And, you know, I can buy different types of chocolate. And eventually I'm going to have to buy, you know, that baker's chocolate that nobody wants to eat at all. And I'm like, well, it's the only chocolate I got.
If you think your strategy is that they won't eat it, that is a bad strategy, right, Kevin. You got to have a different...
Kids will eat anything.
Yeah. I got to find a hiding place.
Kristen can relate. You got four different hiding spots because you got two different boys, huh?
I do, yes.
Where are your hiding spots at?
One's in our bedroom and our dresser drawer. Mm. And then the other one is above the stove in the kitchen. And then one's in my jewelry box because I have a big jewelry box.
That's funny.
And then, of course, underneath our bed because my kids are like snackaholics, and if they get their hands on them, they'll be gone in seconds.
I love how it's like, I love how it's like all in the bedrooms. Like, what did mom and dad doing in there? Oh, and then you walk in like, oh, just snacking.
Eating donuts, that's what they're doing.
Well, the worst part, I would have to say, is whenever you get woke up at 1:30 to 3:30 in the morning with kids tiptoeing into your bedroom. And trying to crack open the snack drawer. That's the worst part.
No.
Because, you know, oh, yeah.
It's literally like the Hunger Games for you guys.
Yeah.
It's like the Hunger Games, yep.
Man, you guys are like really just everyone's out for themselves, sneaking around to try to get at other people. Yep. Like, you can see them rolling around doing army crawls into each other's rooms.
They're hoping they made friends on the outside to bring them extra food.
Yeah.
Listen, I woke up to the door being cracked open and nobody standing there, and I'm like, wait, I hear breathing, and they're literally on the floor.
Just give me those gummy worms, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious. Kristen, thank you so much.
It's funny.
Thank you so much.
But they do know. Don't touch the last one. The last one's always bad.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. They're like, we'll steal it, but like, if there's one left, all right, fine. All right, we don't want Mom to get
you. If you do that, that's below the belt.
Yeah.
There's rules to this war, okay? Nancy, what is something that, where do you hide your snacks?
I usually do the underwear drawer because nobody's going in there.
Creep if you go in there.
Like, what are you doing in my underwear drawer? Looking for a snack. Inappropriate. Dawn, what's your tactic with trying to hide some snacks?
So y'all are saying, like, the kiddos, which I have two teenagers, will go for anything. Not necessarily. I have an empty bag of frozen vegetables that I had my candy, like especially chocolate in. Like, they're not going to go for carrots and peas in the freezer.
That's brilliant.
A decoy bag.
Decoy.
That's brilliant.
The fact that you legit have a decoy bag takes you to the next level.
Yeah.
That's someone who takes snacking serious. Kevin, get on your game.
I know.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.